Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. We would like to continue our series of Falling on the Rock Before the Rock Falls on You. The last time we talked about redemption, which means to buy back, to win back, to free from the payment. And we see that Jesus Christ was our redemption, that he died on that cross for our sins. He bled and died for you and for me. So the next thing we would like to talk about is that Jesus Christ did this. Now, how can we receive it? This is where the word repentance come in. Now, what is the word repentance? We hear a lot of people talking about this, but what does it actually mean? Repentance, from a biblical standpoint, means in relation to salvation, is changing your mind from rejection of Jesus Christ to faith in Christ. Well, one may say it also means to change one mind, which results in a change of actions. Those are two great definitions I like to use of repentance, because many of time people say, oh, I'm sorry for my sins, I repent. But yet again, they're in the same predicament. True repentance results in a change of actions. So as we go to that rock, who that rock is, Jesus Christ, and as we broken before him in truth and in spirit in a contrite heart, we know that we don't want to commit sin again. So that's what repentance is all about. Repentance is about changing your mind, where the results is a change in action. There was a Sunday school teacher that asked the kids, what does the word repentance mean? And one little boy raised his hand and said, repentance is being sorry for your sins. Then there was another little girl that raised her hand, and she said, repentance is not only being sorry for your sins, but being sorry enough not to do them again. And Christian, that's exactly what true repentance is. When we have repented of our sins, we're not going to commit those sins again. So what I would like to encourage you to do, as this scripture says, is that whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. Fall upon that stone of Jesus Christ and be broken in your heart for the sins that you have committed, for doubting the Lord Jesus Christ or rejecting him, and say, Lord God, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me and help me not to sin against thee again. And if you do that with a broken and a contrite spirit, there is no doubt that the Lord said he will hear your prayer. Psalms 34:18 says this, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. We must come clean before the Lord. We can't hide anything from him anyway, so why do we try? Go before the Lord. When we go before the Lord, it is more for us than him. He wants you to see yourself just as he sees you. He wants you to feel the pain that he feels from your sin. Because whenever we sin, we hurt the Lord. And Christian friends, this is so true. We must stop hurting the Lord. We must repent, true repentance, with the result of not doing that sin again, so that the Lord can use us mightily. So we talked about redemption last time, and we talked about true repentance this time. The next time we will talk about rejection, and that's the part that we will cover. It says, but whomsoever the rock shall fall on, it will grind him to powder. Tune in next time for a message that will change your life. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.